game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball, basketball podcast. It's free agent bonanza. Slim, everyone's getting signed. Woo! Did you get a contract yet? Did you get $72 million from the Lakers?
Yeah, no, I think I'm getting the league minimum of like what, $10 million.
These contracts are crazy, and next year is going to be even worse. I don't know.
Or how better, depending on your point of view.
That's true. That's true. Everyone's MVPs changing teams. Everyone's changing teams. But I want to start the show with this, Slim. You know how karma's a bitch? You know, you've heard that.
Yeah, that's... I've heard it comes back around.
Yeah. I call everyone getting cankles. You know, it's not the meanest thing, but, you know, making fun of fat ankles. Oh my god, I sprained the crap out of my ankle playing basketball last Wednesday. Awful!
Yeah, you sent me the picture, and I think my response was something on the lines of
B5 foam. Yeah, hold on. Let me see which one I sent you, because it bruised a lot worse than the next few days. Hold on. We're going to do this live on the air. We text each other too much, Slim, because I'm having to scroll way up to see what I sent this.
Yeah, there's two sports going on right now.
Oh, that picture I sent wasn't even bad. All right, hold on. I'm doing this on the air. I'll send you what it looked like. There you go. Tell me what you think of that one right there. Let's see how fast our cell phone signal works.
See if I remember to turn the volume off. Oh, I did.
Well, while it's still sending. But while you look at that, a lot of free agency going around. We don't have time for too much nonsense, especially waiting for a text to send. This is unbelievable. You'd think it'd be faster than this. No, it's still sending there. But I bought high tops. I bought LeBron James shoes because they fit the best at the store. They only had a few options in my size. Second time I wore them, the LeBron James shoes. Get a cankle. Unbelievable.
Oh, that's whose fault it is. I'm with you. I'm all in. He's the one to blame.
My wife is the same way because her whole family's from Cleveland. And when he left, she spurned him and still hasn't gotten back in on that, even though all her family went crazy, that Cleveland one.
Oh, I'm sure everyone enjoyed it. It was entertaining.
All right, let's see. What do you think Vegas odds are for first Cleveland repeating the championship?
Yeah, they're low. Lower than you would expect.
All right, and then would you take... how do you do odds that are, 2-1, like 1-2 odds? So you only get paid back 50% more that the Warriors are going to win the championship.
Okay.
Did that make any sense?
Yeah. Normally it'd be 1-2. You bet 1, you make 2.
Yeah. So
2-1. 2-1. You bet 2, you make 1.
Would you take that? Would you take that for the Warriors?
Would I take it? Man, they're going to break the record for losses. I'll take that bet.
They're going to break the record for losses?
The record they just broke for fewest losses, you know.
Oh, so you think they're going to beat the 71 games they... Wait, no, 73 games they won.
Next year, yeah, I do. If they stay healthy, absolutely.
I don't know. I might take under the 70. I think they might coast. I think they might pull a, you know, first-year LeBron kind of team.
Oh, man. It's possible. I don't know. They still had no problems with the playoffs. It's not. I don't think that affected them. I don't think that caused them to lose.
Yeah. I don't know why this picture won't send. I want to get on to the rest of the show, but I can't just sit here with my phone saying sending. Oh, this is out of control. We'll just have to revisit this at the end of the show, Slim.
All right.
All right, here we go. We're going to go team by team, talk about every team's pickups and free agency so far. We're going to start with the East, then go through the West. We're not going to touch on everyone, and we're not going to get too much into rookies. We're going to try to keep this at about a minute per team, which means, knowing us, this is actually going to be a 2-hour-long podcast, right?
At least 30 teams? Man, you better get started.
All right, here we go.
Y'all ready for this?
Starting with the Hawks, they become German. Dennis Schroeder, I think we're going to have debates on him.
Oh, we'll definitely go into, but they're all going to be positive.
All right, you still like him, even though I think I like him a little bit more.
Yeah, I'll probably say outside top 50, and you'll probably want him to get that number 50 in your rankings just so you get to talk about him more.
That sounds Mark Schnell to me. I don't know what very good is.
Mark 1 or 2, I don't know, whichever. They're both good.
I think it's our commenter Paul helped me out with some German words. We're gonna do that all year, Paul. I hope I got your name right. We're going to do that all year. You're going to have to I'll say something in German that's way wrong, and then you just fix it. Other than that, they've got the big center. I'm getting there. Anyone else besides Dwight Howard that they really did anything in free agency for?
No, they had the pretty good draft. We'll see if those players play. Prince and Bembry.
Yep, a lot of wings. All right, so Dwight Howard, inside your top 100 or not?
Never. Just no.
I don't disagree.
No, I'll be punting. If I'm punting free throws, by the time I get that far, I'll already have the team taken care of.
Yeah, you already have your big men. So
yeah,
there you go. All right, next we've got the Boston Celtics, who actually made a big splash by bringing in Al Horford. Woo!
Man, I had it right, just not the right way.
Yeah, that's awesome that you had them trading for Horford. I don't know why my voice went like weird Downton Abbey right there.
It's a big contract for a 31?
Yeah, but he's durable and awesome.
Yeah, he'll have a nice career. The added three-point shot is going to prolong it even more.
Yeah, and, like, he's not someone that relies on, like, crazy athleticism. He's just, like, a fundamental good big man. I don't have big concerns with him getting that many years.
No, there's still we're still a little bit unsure of Amir Johnson, if he's going to be coming back and playing next to him. So we don't really know who's next to him right now.
Yeah, I don't think that impacts him too much. If he plays next to Amir, maybe he'll shoot more threes. If he plays next to Sullinger, he'll probably be inside a little bit more.
Yeah, or Olynyk. I think Olynyk's the only one actually under contract.
They've got like a million guys under contract there. I remember we're seeing that.
On Jordan Mickey too.
That's true.
D-League last year.
That's true. All right, moving along. Brooklyn Nets. I really like Jeremy Lin there.
Yeah, it's a good contract for a starter.
I think he's going to be a fantasy surprise.
Yeah, sure. You know, the rest of the team is going to be rough. I mean, I guess he's playing next to Bogdanovich, Hollis Jefferson, and McCullough at power forward.
Something like that. Wait, did Tyler Johnson actually sign there yet? I thought he did.
I think he signed. No one can actually sign until
okay.
7th or something like that. So, you know, we haven't had Emoji Gate this year yet.
I can't wait. I hope someone does that.
Tyler Johnson signed the offer sheet. Now the Heat are going to have – well, he will sign the offer sheet on the 6th or 7th, and the Heat will have 3 days to decide to match it or not.
Gotcha. So that's why it's not officially on the Nets.
No, that's a heck of a sixth man right there.
Johnson, you think is going to be the sixth behind, you know, Bogdanovich or RHJ?
For now, yeah. I think that's kind of the point. You just saw the contract they gave him, right? It's an odd one. It was like $6 million the first year, $6 million the second year, $18 million the next year, $18 million the next year.
They're saving up to have a ton of money for next year too.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, that's. I think they're planning on him being a starter eventually, just not right this second. I mean, Bogdanovich is no young guy. He's a little older.
True.
They're not going anywhere this year, so, you know, Tyler might have that job by halfway through.
Yeah, very plausible. Moving on, Hornets give a max deal to Batum. Like, dislike?
Got to give it to somebody.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Better than Al Jefferson.
That's true. Oh, but they brought in Roy Hibbert, though.
I guess that's your starter? You got Zeller, and you got... You know, rumors of Kaminsky putting on weight.
Yeah, I think you play Zeller, keep the team fast.
Okay. I mean, anybody over Hibbert, and I'll probably agree that it's a good move.
Roy Hibbert or Patrick Patterson?
Oh, man. I just feel like they deserve to be on the same team. Is there an anti-all-star team? Do we have one of those?
He's so terrible. They bring back in Marvin Williams. Do you think he can replicate what he did last year?
Sure. It's a little overrated because of the metrics.
Yeah, he's a metrics whore, that's for sure.
But, yeah, that seems feasible. They brought in Bellinelli to replace Lynn.
Ugh.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
He's a scorer, bench scorer. He does his job.
Do you think...
No, full season out of MKG.
Yeah, that could be good. You know, I'm looking at this roster. Do you think Batum plays with the second unit some? Because
Some. He's the shooting guard.
Well, because...
Yeah, I don't... There's no point
there's
guard.
No facilitators. Yeah, you got Kemba Walker starting, who's fine, but Sessions... I guess Sessions...
They brought in Sessions, yeah.
Yeah, Sessions is good. He can be... He's a very good backup point guard. All right, moving along. All right, you got one more thing?
No, not really. Not worth mentioning. I mean, where are you going to actually be drafting Sessions? Nowhere.
No. I mean, REL, throw a few bucks, maybe. That's about it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Speaking of throwing a few bucks, the Bulls actually flushed him down the toilet by signing Rajon Rondo, right?
It's a little cheaper than Rose, so you tell me.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Maybe they trade him.
And they brought in Brook Lopez on the other Lopez, Robin, on the...
Robin Lopez gets traded from the Knicks as the Knicks and Bulls trade half their rosters, apparently.
Yeah, it's an odd-looking, not the same Bulls team.
Yeah. Do you think... Should I keep Taj Gibson in REL? I think he's like $10.
I assume he's going to start. Portis should come off the bench still.
That's so frustrating.
Will Gibson survive a 30-minute role all year? No way. Come on.
Yeah. Never. And their small forward position is a hodgepodge. Mirotić is still stuck in between those positions, right?
They might go with Butler at the small forward and get Valentine in there at the two.
It's possible.
Not starting, just as a common rotational piece.
Yeah. That's not going to be a good team.
As far as wins go?
Yeah.
No.
All right. To the Cavs, who should be a good team still. LeBron James hasn't officially done anything yet, but I think he's staying. Maybe he'll go to the Warriors, right?
He's probably not even in this country right now. He's out celebrating.
Other than that, have they really signed anyone interesting?
Okay. No, I mean, if you really want, I don't know how interesting, you know, with Mozgov gone, you got to assume that Tristan is going to play a ton of minutes game in and game out.
Yeah, but that's not really interesting.
Field goal percent got better, so now he's more of a serviceable piece. it's not very good, is it?
Oh, that'll be on his bumper sticker the rest of his life. Serviceable piece.
I am a serviceable piece.
Throw that in a rap lyric and all the ladies are impressed, right?
Yeah.
Moving along to the Pistons. So they have Marcus Morris and Tobias Harris still there. They keep Drummond on a big deal. And they bring really their biggest one is bringing in Ish Smith, right?
They signed Lue to a pretty big deal. I imagine he's getting big minutes.
Really? How big
or
was
at least
his deal?
Good minutes.
$42 million. Wow.
Yeah, they lost... What is his? Tolliver.
They lost Tolliver. They did lose Jody Meeks as well, but that's because KCP. Oh, I'm addicted. I'm so addicted still. Oh, I love KCP.
Yeah, there is no backup shooting guard on this roster.
I know. It's incredible.
Not A1.
But yeah, Ish Smith... No longer starting, playing back up to Reggie Jackson. Why did he take only 3 for 18? I don't know. You would have thought he could get a tiny bit more.
I don't know. I mean, he did go before a couple other point guards. I don't know. I mean, it's a winning team. I don't think he's been on one of those yet.
Do you think this team could finish top four in the East?
Oh, sure. Tobias Harris for a full year. Good year of development out of Stanley. Sure.
All right.
He definitely got better.
Yeah.
Just getting a year older. I mean, they're all so young.
Yeah, it's still a young team.
Six. Yeah, I think there's people entering their prime, and that's what you're looking for.
I think arguably the best offseason so far. Well, the Warriors, whatever. We're obviously going to get to them. But I really like what the Pacers did.
Yeah. It's hard to predict what any of them are going to do, but go down, though, with all these added pieces.
Well, I meant in real basketball terms.
Yeah, in real basketball, they're top to bottom. There's no weakness on that team.
They're looking good. So they bring in Teague on a draft day deal. They're going to keep Monta Ellis. Ellis's numbers are going to go down again, aren't they?
Probably. I mean, you're hoping the field goal percent goes up a little bit.
Yeah. Then they obviously still have PG-13. Thad comes in to play power forward. And we got in a little text debate here. Miles Turner probably is still going to be the starting center, but bringing in Al Jefferson, no bueno.
Yeah, for me, it comes down to those fourth quarter minutes. I think crunch time, it's going to be Jefferson.
You don't think healthy. Do you think that like depends on the matchup? Do you think they'll do that?
Maybe. You know, Turner lets him stretch the field a little bit better, especially next to Thaddeus, who doesn't really do that.
Stretch the field.
Oh, stretch the pitch.
Stretch the diamond.
I guess I got LaVoy Allen on contract. He might get a couple minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. So the big over-under between us was 30 minutes for Miles Turner.
Now with definitely under. Definitely under.
I don't know. I think he could still be right there. I think, and you said you don't think he's going to play any minutes at the four next to Al Jefferson. No, why not?
Because it's not going to happen.
Why not?
Well, Thaddeus is going to get 32, which leaves you with, 16 more? I think LaVoy gets a couple of those, and if they ever go small ball, then, you know, none of them get it. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. I think bringing in Thaddeus Young as a every-down power forward is pretty much what that is.
And, yeah, they do like to not have Turner play too many minutes. They do a lot of shift changes to...
yeah, he'll pass the baton to Jefferson pretty early in the first, I imagine.
Yep. Man, I cannot wait for the next NBA season's opening ceremony.
Yeah.
That got out of control quick. To your Heat, how do you like the Heat's offseason so far?
It's still a holding pattern for now.
Yeah, still waiting for what Wade's going to do. But given how the biggest NBA draft trade happened like 5 minutes after our podcast, Wade will probably be signed right when we're done, right?
I hope so. At least he'll say he's going to do something. That's the hardest part is definitely not knowing. Yeah, signing Whiteside. I mean, that, you know, the only reason they can do that is because the salary went up so high.
Yeah.
Absolute lifesaver for them. If it was the same as last year, no chance.
Yep. So they get Whiteside. What's Bosch's status right now?
I don't believe he's been cleared by doctors yet.
Yeah,
he keeps saying everything is fine. He's going to play again. There's no problem, but. I mean, what happens if this happens a third time? How far are we going to be willing to take this?
I don't know. Do you think it's worth the Heat getting a team bus so he doesn't have to fly?
Oh, man. Oh, there's got to be a better way.
There's got to be a better way, indeed. To the Bucks.
The other big thing here is Luol Deng leaving. There's a big hole opened up for Winslow.
Oh, that's a good point. Do you think they... let's see, he just played in Summer League, went 5 of 15 for 15 points, but apparently looked aggressive. That's what Roto World says.
Yeah, it's easy to look aggressive in those games. They're being played in a high school auditorium.
Thon Maker stepped on the court, but he looked aggressive.
He looked aggressive doing it. Yeah, no, I mean, Winslow is absolutely going to be top 150, and he could give you a... you know, pulling kind of like maybe an Otto Porter type of, you know, unknown to known kind of season.
Interesting. It's possible, but unlike Porter, he can't hit threes.
Yeah, he's working on that offense hard. I mean, that's number one priority.
Yeah. All right, to the Bucks. They don't trade Greg Monroe yet, but we want him to. Let Hinson play. Unleash Hinson.
No, they brought in a point guard. That's what they did.
I know. They brought in this 7-foot Greek dude to play point guard. It's unbelievable. I don't know what they're thinking.
No, I was actually mean they actually gave a contract to...
I know. But it's awesome. Actually... It's awesome that Roto World lists Giannis as the point guard. That is awesome. And true, yeah, but
that's
awesome.
Good. I mean, I know.
You're talking about them bringing in Dellavedova.
Right? It's a pretty big contract. I'd be concerned if I was a Carter Williams dynasty owner.
Oh my god!
I know. Is there still such a thing still?
Oh, my Tyler Ennis shares just tanked too.
Oh no.
They have listed Rashad Vaughn as the starting shooting guard right now. Is that true?
Well, he started a bunch of games at the end of the year, but no. Parker's going to play the four. Giannis and Middleton are going to start. There's no room for him.
Well, who does that leave at shooting guard then?
Middleton.
Oh, where is Middleton? Oh, wait. Okay, no, you're saying Middleton at the three, Parker at the four, Monroe, Henson, whatever, at the five, Giannis at the one.
No, Giannis can't start at the one. He's not going to defend point guards. Oh,
okay, so you're saying Giannis and MCW or Dellavedova.
I think Dellavedova is probably coming off the bench and probably going to play more minutes than MCW. But MCW is going to start.
Okay. I got you. So that is the Bucks. Where are we at now? Knicks. Knicks apparently change everything, right?
Did anything change here?
Nah, I don't know. They have Brandon Jennings.
That was a pretty good contract for a backup point guard with some amount of experience.
Yeah, 1 year, $5 million. You know, if he does, you know, if Rose gets banged up and Jennings looks decent, he could get a huge contract next year.
Yeah, sure. His contract could very well be bigger than Rose's next year. That's not impossible. Rose only has 1 year left, so this Knicks with the Rose thing, I don't think this survives past 1 year.
Yeah. I kind of don't either. Cordy Lee, pretty interesting. $50 million. It's going to start and do his 30-minute game again, right?
Yeah, what I like about that signing and the Noah signing the most is that those are two guys who are low-volume shooters, which means give the ball to you-know-who.
Hold on.
I'm like waiting to come. He's got to have it queued up, right? Like, he's just waiting. He's got his finger up.
I should have. The typing you heard wasn't me getting it read. That wasn't it at all. Oh, no, I got to get to my spot. Here we go. Oh, I missed it. There we go. I will have this ready every other time, Slim. I promise. I'm in off season mode. I wasn't prepared. Yeah, that's cool. I think Porzingis is second round, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this team. Yeah. You know how angry? Do you realize your most hated NBA player this upcoming year is going to be Derrick Rose? Because you're going to see him shoot 8 for 24, and be like, why the hell didn't Porzingis shoot more?
As long as I'm seeing like 4 or 5 offensive rebounds, then we'll be okay.
With Rose missing that much, it's very possible.
I guess we're looking at O'Quinn, you know, as a decent backup here. I mean, Noah's no guaranteed to play all that much.
That's true. Did Serafin, wasn't he on a 1 year deal?
Yep, it was 1 year. He's so not there right now.
He's not positive, but he had a couple good games.
I don't know. Yeah, I think he's more backup power forward.
Probably.
O'Quinn's more center.
Yeah.
But you could also move the Goose to center and be fine there, so.
The Goose can do everything. to the Magic. It's not really a free agency deal, but they bring in Ibaka. And then they bring in Bismack Biyombo, which means Vucevic is going to get traded?
I assume. They keep saying that Biyombo was brought in to start.
Yeah.
I don't think they traded for Ibaka to come off the bench, so yeah.
You want to know who they should trade Vucevic to the Warriors?
Nah, he's got one of them big contracts.
Yeah. Who could take that? The Blazers, maybe?
Oh, anybody right now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, so he's got a bunch of money, I hear.
Yeah, but they don't need another Vucevic scoring big man.
No, they need a small forward. I don't think Roberson's cutting it next year.
Give him Aaron Gordon in the deal too, and let Gordon start.
Please get Aaron Gordon away from the Magic.
They are ruining this guy. Why?
Yeah, that's not even the worst part. They signed Jeff Green for $15 million 1 year.
That was preposterony.
You only do that if you plan on benching.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's frustrating.
Very that weird off season. But it looks like Alfred's gonna start and be the unquestioned starter, although having Augustine as a backup I'm a little worried about that for Alfred.
Yeah, that is concerning. The least concerning, though, is Fournier. Man, well, he's top 100, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, he's...
Stretches last year were too good, and now he has no competition. Yeah. Well, he has, you know, what, Hezonja is going to play some minutes?
Well, most importantly is that there's no Skiles!
Absolutely
no. No more Skiles. Oh, that makes me so happy. To the Sixers. We'll keep the rookies talk aside.
We aren't going to miss blaming things on him, you know.
We can still blame it on him.
Okay, this is the ghost of Scott Skiles. Okay.
Yeah. Did the Sixers bring in anyone that interesting? I guess they signed Gerald Henderson today.
Bayless is the starting point guard. I don't see another one on the roster.
Oh, Bayless is definitely a good one. I think Bayless is going to be good there.
Yeah, I mean, I've got this little list of some depth charts in front of me that I made myself, and this is a tough team to predict who's starting. I can't. They hate Covington.
Yeah, he's got to start.
Yeah, I mean... I'm counting like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 power forwards. How far down what's happening with Grant? He was one of their best players last year.
He's not getting off the bench anymore, that's for sure.
Getting off the bench? Oh, yeah, something's got to give here. This is not fun.
No.
I mean, they could give them each 15 minutes and they'd have a decent NBA player out there at all times.
You know what, Slim? You need to trust the process.
Okay. As long as the process doesn't involve Landry getting minutes.
Watch him play 30. Elton Brand is going to shock everyone. Yeah, it's an annoying team. But yeah, Bayless is a good point. I think he can be pretty good. I think he'll hit some threes, not have a lot of turnovers, sneak in some assists.
I mean, they might still be trying to bring in a point guard. I'm not sure who all is available right now, but... They might not be done.
Trade for Westbrook.
No. We'll have that discussion some other time, but that's going to be the toughest part about being a Westbrook owner next year.
Yeah, is if he gets traded. We'll save that for when we get there. To the Raptors. They re-signed DeRozan for a bajillion dollars. Not really much else changed, though.
Well, they lost. This is addition by subtraction, maybe? No. Losing Biyombo is a big loss.
Yeah, I think the Poeltl dude is all right. No, Guerra had a couple decent games.
I mean, there's no one left to play those crunch time minutes, so either Valanciunas is out there or they're just going to play four.
It's possible. Patrick Patterson is such a good backup center.
They might play four. They might just go 5-on-4 and say, okay, screw it. We don't have a backup center anymore.
Well, with Patrick Patterson on the court, it's like playing four players, right?
Patrick Patterson is the starting power forward. They don't have another one on the roster still.
Is Scola not still there?
He's a free agent.
Oh, so good. Well, there you go. Patterson, top 100 player.
Yeah, the Raptors are another team I think are not finished right now.
Yeah, agree. Finishing out the East, we have the Wizards. I was so the most saddening free agency move was that they kept Beal. Oh.
Yeah, maybe that won't be too bad once Otto Porter has to re-sign.
So when is Porter's contract up?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's in a year or two. It's somewhat.
Yeah, he's the first round number 3 overall, so he's got a couple years there.
All right, but
3 overall or 2? Was he 3 or 2? Can't remember.
I'm not sure.
Terrible. I think 3. I think Oladipo went 2, and good old Anthony Bennett went 1.
I thought Porter was 2nd.
That's possible.
I think Porter might have been 2nd. Anyway, I'm mostly sad just because, you know, everyone knows I love Kelly Oubre. And I was in D.C. this weekend, so talking basketball with my friends up there. And they say a bunch of the Wizards beat writers really like Oubre and want him to play a lot this year.
The big thing is, can he play next to Porter? You know, Markieff is there to play a lot of power forward minutes.
They just signed Andrew Nicholson to 4 years.
That's to be a backup.
I know, but it still, like, makes it harder to see Porter playing 4 minutes, you know?
I mean, they lost quite a bit so far in free. Well, they haven't lost. Well, no, Temple is signed with somebody. Kings, maybe? But they lost Temple and Bynum and Thornton, and Anderson is gone. There's some wing minutes that opened up.
All right. Well,
plus Sessions, you know, there's some wing minutes there.
And oh man, all those Wizards fans were so mad about the Ian Mahimi signing.
Man, Gortat can't play forever.
Yeah. 4 years, $64 million for Mahimi is a lot of money. Even okay. though caps are expanding and all, but that's a lot of money.
If Gortat goes down, that's going to look like the best offseason signing if the Wizards are, you know, in any way competitive.
That's true. I have Mahimi for $9. I'm not keeping him, I don't think.
Not with that backup role. No. Gortat's still so important in that offense. I don't see them playing next to each other. That doesn't
work. No. Although Mahimi did play next to Miles Turner, but Gortat can't really shoot like that.
No, yeah, that's a little different.
All right. Did I clean out the East? We done with the East?
Oh, you might need to cut that.
No, leaving that in, you reaching for beers.
I'm singular. That's come on now. I'm not double fisting on the pod.
I will be for our next one. I'll make it a drunk show. Just we'll do it on the weekend, and I'll promise I'll drink. Maybe we'll play a drinking game during the podcast. You want to do that?
Okay. Every time someone says "goose," you drink. I like it. We're getting there.
All right, let's move to the West, which begins with, as I stall for time, the Mavericks. Am I right on that?
That's the one.
All right, so the Mavericks bring in Andrew Bogut. Woo!
Yeah, they did quite a bit, though.
Yeah, they did try. Bogut, I'm kidding around with. The big one is the big contract for Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, but they also brought the old guys back. Nowitzki came back, and yeah. Darren Williams signed a 1 year. They think they're competitive again.
I was very upset to see Nowitzki stay as a Dwight Powell owner.
Yeah, those minutes have got to go up. And I'm looking at this roster, and there's no other big men on the roster besides those three.
Hey, don't you forget about JaVale McGee.
He's not on the roster. He's a free agent.
Oh, is he really? Oh, he's on the Roto. Thanks, Roto World roster.
Pachulia went to the team in the Northwest. I don't want to say it.
They went to the Western All-Star team.
The Western All-Stars, yeah. I assume to be a starter. Now, we're almost there, so go ahead.
Yeah, we'll get there. So, yeah, they swapped Bogut there. It wasn't a trade, but you know what I'm saying. You did text me that you do like Justin Anderson a lot.
Yeah, was that before the Barnes signing?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Disappointing.
Very. I mean, that's... Yeah, Matthews is going to play his minutes, so there's some wing minutes available, but not a lot.
Someone tweeted me that let me pull up the tweet. Give me one second to vamp. Anything else on the?
They paid Seth Curry a couple of dollars.
Yeah, that's what I bring it up. All right, so someone tweeted, so the Mavs signed Curry, which they already did, but they should also sign Jason Thompson and Gerald Green. So that way their starting lineup is Curry, Thompson, Green, Barnes, and Bogut.
it's
pretty good.
Yeah, I'm down with that. That's good stuff.
That's pretty good. Jeff Stotts at RotoWire ATC. Someone tweeted that at me. That's pretty funny. All right, moving along to the Nugs, who did the... Oh, their draft was so annoying. Nothing but wings.
Yeah. It's really guards, too.
Yeah, I know. But it's just, you know... Gary Harris, are you worried?
Not terribly. Right. He's a good player. He really had a coming out last year in the second half.
Right. And they didn't really do much else in free agency. We'll talk about this more, but Nurkic dropping 35 pounds. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he really took to the gym. He's working hard. I think I told you, this is the problem I had with him last year, was not getting this off-season workout time.
Yeah, because he had to have that patella
surgery. I'm looking for big things.
Where's his Instagram picture of him sucking in his stomach like Sullinger did?
Sullinger, yeah. No, I think all he needs to do is actually show pictures of him, you know, doing the workout, and we'll make the judgment ourselves. No, I mean, I'm easily in the top 75 for Nurkic right now.
Okay.
I think that sounds about right. I could be convinced to go higher.
All right. I don't think I can quite go 50, but that sounds about right in that 60-70 range.
Yeah, the only thing that holds him back is those 2%. So if he ever gets efficient, it's going to be scary.
Speaking of scary, the Warriors, here we are. And obviously their big X factor is bringing in David West on a 1-year deal to the Warriors. Woo!
Really? No, that's
yeah. That just happened since we started.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have that on my sheet.
Yeah, that happened 20 minutes ago. 1-year deal for the veterans minimum for David West as he continues title hunting.
Yeah, I know. It didn't work with the Spurs, so let's try this. Yeah, they're going to be coming out of the woodworks.
Yeah.
Whoever's out there that's under 40 is going to try to get on that team.
So obviously, and we're going to debate this over and over on the show, but they bring in Kevin Durant in a shocker.
Yeah, yes. I wasn't watching ESPN. Was there like an hour-long special?
I was out of town. Screw that.
I'm guessing probably not. Although, you know, that money that LeBron raised went to Boys and Girls Club, so if you have a problem with that, you have issues.
Some people don't like boys or girls.
Some people don't like me. Hey. Oh man.
That went out of control. Let's pretend that didn't happen. All right. So Durant's there. You were saying that you think this bounces Curry out of.
We're not going to cut it. We're just going to pretend.
No, it's not really cut. You know me. I don't really edit these. Come on. I'm leaving you reaching in for your beer. So Curry, you think knocks out of first or second overall, huh?
It's that Westbrook numbers are going to be crazy. If he stays Golden State all year, does he average a triple double?
If you mean Westbrook stays in,
that's number one right now. Yeah.
Maybe, but I mean his field goal percentage is going to be high volume, horrible, and obviously you're punting turnovers, but that's fine. Now an 8-cat, I don't think there's a question that you take Westbrook number one. Oh, no, Harden will be close.
You know, I'm thinking, because you got to think about what's happened with these cases of, you know, this isn't even a big three. This is almost a big four just because of the contract. Isn't Thompson nearly a max contract?
I think so.
So I think that the somebody's got to go down.
Yep, Draymond is going to not shoot at all.
When I look at what LeBron did when he moved to the Heat, you know, the numbers came down a little bit at first, but they went back up to his norm. So whoever's the better player between Curry and Durant isn't going to miss a beat. One of them is going to take a slight backseat.
I think it's Durant. Ball's going to be in Curry's hands. If he sees a chance to throw up a weird three as he dribbles down the court, he's still going to do that.
It's so hard to imagine Durant just running up and down like the right sideline 3 or 4 times. That blows my mind that could happen and should happen.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone takes – I think it's Durant takes the biggest hit, and I might still have Curry number one in 9-cat because low turnovers.
I think one of the biggest hits Durant's going to have is to his free throw volume.
Oh, yes. Yes, for sure. And Klay Thompson's numbers are going to go way down.
He just can't. There's no way he's getting that many shots. Just no way.
Durant is a great player. He's won MVPs, but he's not like transcendent player like Curry's kind of become. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think is Curry going to jack up a wild one that, you know, usually goes in? So wild is relative. But is he going to jack that up, or is he going to give it off to Durant?
I think, you know, you think about the, you know, just basic basketball, the ball usually comes down the point guard's hands. He's the first one to touch it.
Okay. So either way, Curry is still ahead of Durant.
Well, yes. I don't think that's a big debate for me, at least. But I think it's just how much are we going to dock Curry? And I don't know. I still might leave him number one. Now, I think Westbrook versus Harden at two was interesting.
Are you taking Durant all the way down to four then?
Yes.
You're saying him moving is what's gonna cause the him kind of taking the back seat.
Is it crazy for me to think I might put Towns ahead of him?
I think you'll be the only one.
I don't know. I mean, this is like we do this all the time with free agents when they get like we did this with Aldridge last year.
Yeah, and well, you look what happened to Bosch and what happened to Kevin Love.
Yeah, I mean,
no first round picks until they go and play with really good players.
I don't think it's going to be at that level, but I do think he's going to take a downturn.
And there's no way Draymond touches the ball as much as he does.
Also true. And I don't have his numbers in front of me, but how many minutes has Kevin Durant been playing every year?
Well, I had the injury, so that kind of throws the numbers off a little bit.
Well, that was last year's, right?
Yeah, well, per year. I mean, yeah, it's. I don't have those numbers up. I'm sure you do.
It's moving slowly, but here we go. So last year, 35 minutes, 48 seconds. The year before, 33, 48, and then 38 plus, you know, while he was MVP. So,
yeah, but isn't Curry and Clay both kind of notorious for being a bit under what they deserve?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I think Durant might get down to 32 minutes a game.
Yeah, I'll definitely project him at less. Yeah, I agree with that.
So
that's kind of the system, you know.
You know, that's gonna hurt too. I think Durant is closer to 5-6 than 2-3-4.
Okay, I'm not taking Chris Paul over him.
I don't think I would there either.
I think 4 is as far as I'm going.
Okay. I think I might do Towns. But it's close. All right, we'll move on.
Well, you got to see who the Wolves bring in. They keep saying they want to bring in a big man.
They better not, damn it. Gorgon,
I know, they got
the
a
man.
Good backup in Pekovic. I think Garnett's still making $8 million this year, isn't he?
As the front office guy now, right?
Sorry, I'm like 5 teams ahead.
Okay. Let's move along. We got the Rockets. Obviously, Harden is still your man. They bring in Ryan Anderson. You like that?
At the cost of, well, we got Modi and Terrence Jones still as restricted agents.
Terrence Jones, I think, didn't have his offer matched or something, and I think he's becoming unrestricted now. Yeah, they didn't extend a qualifying offer, so he is unrestricted.
Yeah, that's unbecoming of him.
That's great for Terrence Jones, though.
I'm questioning if this is an injury thing. If they just feel like he's not going to be there. He's not that old. He's only 25, 26.
Yeah, I don't know. I think someone should take a shot on him.
Yeah, and you got Montrezl. He might get some minutes next. No, big Montrezl. All right. Well, you know, the Rockets. There's only one player on here that's really going to be flying up the ranks.
Harden?
A guy we rank top 200 next year that nobody else did.
Oh, Clint Capella. Ah, yeah. He's your starter right now at center.
Yeah, he better work on his free throws. Yeah, I'm not drafting him unless I'm punting free throws. You can't trust it.
Yeah.
If anyone needs to get with Rick Barry and start throwing him underhanded, it's Capella.
Eric Gordon, backup shooting guard. You care.
I hope I had the right Barry there. Who? I'm sorry.
Eric Gordon. I think you did. Did you say Rick
yeah,
Barry?
That's 3 guard set. You know, I expect him to play with both Beverly and Harden.
All right.
He's number one option when Harden's not out there, though.
Yeah, except for when it's Capella getting hacked, right?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be nasty. He's sub 40. He's Draymond, or not Draymond. He's Drummond-esque.
Yeah, or DeAndre-esque as we move to the Clippers. Who have done nothing interesting. They signed Austin Rivers. Ugh.
Yeah, they had a good draft. I'll give them credit for that.
Yeah, they re-signed Jamal Crawford to play backup, shoot the ball.
Austin Rivers money. What's that, $10 million a year now?
Oh, my God.
At least he's finally making more than his dad. Oh, I hope he's making Should be making more than his dad.
Yeah, I don't think there's really anything else that interesting there with that team.
No, Blake Griffin healthy. I think that's one of the guys that's running that, you know, second round border.
Yeah, just gotta not get mad at his medical staff, right?
Ideally, man.
All right, to the Lakers and everyone's favorite contract this year, Timofey Mozgov. Timofey Mozgov with $65 million.
Yeah, congratulations. They are in order.
They were like, you know what? Roy Hibbert did really well for us on a big deal to a meh center. Yeah. We're going to go for the gold and go for Mozgov.
I don't know if – I mean, he was one of the first contracts signed too. I'm wondering if they thought that was going to be a discount.
I don't know. I don't think there was much thinking involved.
Not much thinking. Okay.
Their
draft pick, who I have no idea how to pronounce, isn't going to be playing much. But he should be over. I heard rumors that, was it Zubac?
Vika Zubac. Yeah.
So at least you got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
Backup.
Yeah, he might play. So they bring
in... The big one here is Dang. Dang for 20
months. That's what I'm saying. They brought in Luol Deng. They gave him starter's money. He's going to start. But the question is, do you think he can start at the four and play Ingram at the three? Or is Randall pretty entrenched at the four?
Yeah, I think that's what we're looking at. I think Ingram's coming off the bench, and I don't think he'll be too much fun to own in the beginning. I mean, basically what they did with Russell last year.
Okay. So Brandon Ingram, undraftable in standard leagues?
No, he's still a late-round gamble. I mean, if Dan goes down or Randall goes down, I mean, you'll be looking at a big-time role.
Yeah.
But no, I won't quite call it undraftable, but he's, you know... Porzingis was a good bet at the end of the year because he might have had a job. I just don't see that.
And Luke Walton's now the coach of this team, right? He's gonna wanna push. I think that's good for Deng. Do you think Deng's right at 75-ish? Too high?
Yeah.
A pretty boring 75-ish for sure, but
it's kind of tough to believe he's gonna go from the Heat to the Lakers and keep that field goal percent.
That's a good point.
No, I'm Clarkson's my number one guy on this team.
Okay, it's close. He really kind of disappointed for us last year. I mean, he was okay.
Just have to accept it.
Yeah.
But he was a better 3-point shooter than I thought going into the year last year. And now that Kobe's not taking 50 shots a game, God, that's not even like a joke. That's not taking 50 shots in the final game. Then yeah, there's shots available, and I think he'll be taking them.
All right.
He signed him to a decent contract. I think it's kind of Laker-friendly in my view.
Okay. Moving along to the Grizzlies. I love Chandler Parsons there. I think that's a great landing spot.
Yeah, he'll be undervalued on draft day.
I think
please don't be top 50 in Yahoo.
Man, if he is... pre-ranked under top 50, I am going to get him on every team if he's going.
Yeah, I think we're easily in the 40s, the low 40s. You could make an argument for the 30s, the high 30s. I mean, I don't even know if Gasol can play yet.
Yeah, I mean, his foot thing is still really scary.
You got to love how Parsons is going to play whatever power forward minutes they need too.
Yep.
So Zach Randolph goes down, now you got even more. Yeah, there's nothing not to like about this.
Yeah. Do you think he could flirt with my top 30?
I don't think there's any need to, coming off his injury last year.
I know. Well, there's where we get into debates of ranking philosophy.
And if everyone's healthy for 82 games, then he's not going to hit that.
Okay. But
it's just Conley, Randolph, and Gasol we're talking about.
Yeah,
so.
If everyone's out, exactly. And that's why I really did not like that Mike Conley contract. We kind of debated it some. I know that you like Conley a little bit more than I do. I think he's a good player. And my hate is, it's not hate, but I just think he's a little overrated for fantasy.
I think he deserved it. You know, he's the guy. He's been the guy for a while. If he didn't get it, he was leaving. It's just you have to, and you know, with the way the money is right now, I'm sure they got some deals somewhere else in their lineup that they can deal with. So it is what it is, I think, at this point. You know, you can't really like it or hate it. It's just congratulate the guy for getting it.
Yeah. I mean, he deserves it. He seems like a good guy. I don't dislike him at all as a player.
I enjoyed beating him, you know, in the NCAA championship with UF, but besides that. Damn. 10-year ago slam.
To the Timberwolves. They haven't really made any big free agent moves, which is good for Jang.
So far.
Let's hope it stays at that. They did bring in
Aldridge.
Cole Aldridge. He's an underrated player.
Yeah, he's going to play some decent backup minutes.
But I think he's only a 5.
He does not threaten anyone's starter's minutes.
Yeah, I think he's only a 5, too. I don't think he's going to play much 4, if any.
Yeah, but Towns can play next to anybody.
Yeah, that's a good point, especially...
If they did Towns at the 3, he'd probably excel at it.
Play Towns at point guard.
He's up there. Yeah, he is absolutely entrenched at number five, or at least in the top five. He's not going any lower than that.
All right, and we'll talk more rookies and stuff with the Timberwolves later, but this is the free agency show. The Pelicans bring in, who was I going to say? Oh, now I can't see it. Who'd they bring
Solomon.
In? Solomon Hill, yeah. Interesting contract.
Pretty solid contract for him, given that, you know, he's pretty much failed every time he's gotten big minutes.
4 year, $52 million. It's a lot of money. I mean, that's barely less than Mozgov. It's more than Monta Ellis. Can we bring that back?
Oh, it was a different time back then.
A year ago.
Yeah, I mean, I assume he'll be the starting small forward, sure.
Solomon Hill overhealed?
Yeah, I think that's going to take a minute.
Wow, so now if Heald isn't starting, he's not touchable in redraft leagues.
He will be eventually. I mean, you're trusting Tyreek Evans to stay healthy. And even with some decent bench minutes, he should be okay. I just don't think they gave Hill that kind of money to bring a rookie off the bench or to start a rookie over him.
Gotcha. Yeah,
that just doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, I don't really disagree, but that sucks for Heald.
He's young. Come on, he'll be fine.
He's not that young. He's 4 years.
It's not like the Pelicans are going anywhere this year.
Well, with that medical staff, they'll be going to the morgue.
I think they had to have fired somebody by now.
The Thunder. Man, did they have an offseason.
I mean, it was going so well.
They bring in Oladipo. It's going to be a really fun combo guard team.
And they picked up that number 11 draft pick of Sabonis.
Yeah, I'm not too excited about Sabonis.
But when you only lose like Ibaka, it feels like a throw-in.
Oh yeah, I mean it was a great deal. But I'm looking at this team, and Steven Adams is good. Cantor can score. Ilyasova's right now, according to RotoWorld, listed as their small forward. They need a small forward. I don't know, like they're better than the Suns. But this looks like
Westbrook will carry them.
I know he's better than Bledsoe. He'll try, but remember when Durant was hurt 2 years ago? Westbrook's throwing up triple doubles, and they couldn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's why they have Adams, isn't it? I don't know. It can't be that bad. Oladipo's going to be a solid addition. He's a guy that's kind of shot up the ranks, I think, with the Durant trade.
Yeah, I saw that comment, and I kind of commented back as like, I don't know, I'm getting a Suns-ish vibe with this team right now.
Okay. Yeah, you think he's Brandon Knight at best?
He's different than Knight because Knight is a pure shooter. Oladipo likes to slash a little bit more, but I think he's going to take a backseat more than you want.
Yeah, Westbrook is going to go off. You're going to take an already just, you know, seemingly unstable Westbrook, and now you're going to make him angry. I fear for teams who try to actually defend him.
Do you think Westbrook will get in a fight with Durant at some point this year on the floor?
Ooh, no. I think they've had this conversation. They're going to be fine.
All right. So that's pretty much it for the Thunder.
I think that conversation pretty much ended with, well, you can just do this next year.
That's a good point. And get, what is a max deal going to be next year? Like $500 million?
Yeah, well, the 27, I think, is max right now.
It's out of control. To the Suns, speaking of a nice transition there. I don't know. They bring in Jared Dudley to start.
I assume he's a starting power forward. Yay.
They still have Tyson Chandler listed as the starting center over Lynn.
I assume that too, yeah.
Oh my God. But they did great on draft day.
What this team brings out game one is going to look very different than game 50.
Yeah.
60, 70. It's not going to look anything like that. I expect most of these guys to not be there. I mean, Tucker's in the last year of a very team-friendly contract. He's got to go.
Yeah. Do you think if it's what it is on paper right now, do they start Bledsoe, Knight, and Booker One, no, two, three.
I think Tucker still starts and Booker comes off the bench. I mean, he still came out real young last year. I think he was like 18 last year, so there's no reason to rush him.
No, but Booker was good enough last year that I think, unlike some of the other guys we talked about, I think he's still draftable even if he's off the bench to start.
Yeah, he's a Thragnoffy guy though.
Don't put labels on people like that, Slim.
It's got the potential to give you field goal percent, but that's about as far as I'll go.
I know. All right. Moving along to the Blazers. And still kind of status quo up front. Did they even make a big?
Yeah, they did.
Where's the big one? I knew they did.
Evan Turner. Turner.
Oh, there he is. Miss Turner. Not even listed as the starter here. That's why I got confused.
He'll be starting small forward.
Yeah, how much did he get?
Too much.
4 years, $70 million. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I wish they would have just given that to Krabby.
I know, you love Krabby.
He's going to get a big deal. They're talking Nets right now. I think that's probably going to happen. I bet he gets that same amount of money from the Nets.
Wow, that'd be huge for Krabby.
Yeah, he should be the starting
suit. Barely on the radar until last year.
He was on our radar. I picked him up in the REL a couple times the year before, praying for minutes.
I had him once or twice, too. And remember, right. He's the guy I've always talked about that he kind of caught my interest in college. I'm glad to see him doing well. Other than that, really not too much else for the Blazers, right?
No, I mean, they lost Henderson. They're going to lose Harkless, I assume. Myers Leonard, we're still waiting on. Someone's going to offer him money, which is rough. Okay. You don't seem impressed.
I slammed on Myers Leonard a lot last year.
They're still looking. They need to sign another big man, obviously.
Yeah.
Turner can't be what, you know, sets them over the top. They got to be looking.
Yeah. All right. Who's more annoying with their hoarding of big men, the Sixers or the Kings?
Now, the Kings at least got some really young ones.
Yeah.
Pierre and Papa Gorgeous.
Papa Gorgeous! And did you see, he's not even a drafting stash. He's coming over, Papa Gorgeous.
Yeah. He's going to be one heck of a D-League.
So we talk about liking players, not liking players. I don't like Collison anymore.
Oh, you're not going to take him first?
Well, you saw what happened with him in the offseason, right?
I figure if you take him, and I'll take Mike Scott, and we're getting there. Our all-prison draft is...
You know what? Mike Scott just wants to expand people's horizons, you know? I'm a lot finer with that than Collison. We're not going to try to get into moral debates and stuff, but
moral debates. Yeah, I mean, you're looking for philosophy. Oh, jeez.
We can't even say it without a straight face. But yeah, I mean, Collison should. Lord help me. I think I'll rank him pretty decently.
Yep, he'll be good if he plays. He'll be fine.
And he'll have a chip on his shoulder. I don't want to root for him to have a chip on his shoulder. I want him to fail miserably now because it's
miserable. Hey, everyone deserves a second chance.
I don't know. But
I'm not up to date with everything that happened.
It's domestic violence. So.
Everyone can learn from their mistakes and move on.
All right. Well, let's hope that can happen. Rest of the Kings, did they really bring in anyone else in free agency that's interesting? Well,
they brought in Flalo just because they wanted to kill any value McLemore had.
That's true. Too bad McLemore's terrible.
Well, they're still talking about getting rid of Gay. They brought in the 36-year-old Matt Barnes.
Yeah, I saw that 2-year deal for Matt Barnes.
Plus Tolliver, and they signed Temple to a decent deal. Man, they really worked on their second team.
3-year deal for $24 million for Garrett Temple. I don't know. I'm not terribly against any of those deals.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked to see Gay moved before the season begins, and Cousins is going to be out there for trade bait all year long.
And they just completely blow this thing up.
Yeah, they have to. You might as well start over. They got some decent young pieces. It's not worth it. I mean, it's yeah. Cousins needs to go for everyone else's just sanity.
Do you think there's any strategy to, okay, the cap's going up this year and again next year. I don't know what it's like past that. But I wonder if there's any strategy to saying, hey, let's not put any huge money on the table for the next year or two, and then we'll be able to sign awesome free agents that fall through the cracks of when the price went up, you know?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. But I don't necessarily think that's their first choice.
Yeah.
You know, if they could get a sit-down meeting with Durant, Knicks couldn't, then they probably should try.
All right. Moving to the...
That was so funny that he wouldn't even sit down with the Knicks. It's just, you know, as a Heat fan, that just, you know, makes me all warm and fuzzy inside.
Oh, the Spurs, and they just traded a couple of minutes ago Boris Diaw to the Jazz for the rights for Oliver Hanlon.
They're shedding salary.
That is way to spurn Diaw, who's been a big part of your team.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's like the one team we haven't talked about yet. I appreciate that.
Free agent-wise, they make the big splash and bring in Pau Gasol. Woo!
We're still in holding pattern on Duncan, though.
Yeah, that's true. If Duncan decides to play another year, does he come off the bench?
Wow. So Aldridge and Gasol, which one is... Yeah, Aldridge ain't coming off the bench. He's not going to be happy with that. I think out of the three, Duncan would be the most likely, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Or at least the most accepting of the role.
Didn't they re-sign Boban?
Did they not have to re-sign yet, him? Not I know of.
Okay, is he still... Oh, they gave him a qualifying offer.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens there. That's what I saw. Other than that, it's Kawhi's team.
Yeah. He's, I think Gasol, you know, he might eat into a little bit of production, but I imagine he eats more into Aldridge than Kawhi.
Okay, I don't disagree with that. Kawhi or Chris Paul first in drafts?
Kawhi or Chris Paul? No, I'm still taking Paul, just because he gives you more across the stat sheet.
More across
the stat sheet? Those high-end assists.
Okay, well, that's not more across the stat sheet. That describes
Kawhi.
Yeah, no,
Leonard gives you a block and some
more
rebounds.
I see what you're saying. He spikes in categories better.
Yeah, I'm still taking Chris Paul. He should have a good year.
All right.
There's no reason not to.
And last but not least, the Utah Jazz. Free agent-wise, Joe Johnson.
Yeah, they had the trade for George
Hill.
Well,
yeah, I know, yeah. But free agency wise, Joe John, I guess we should talk with Hill first. Do you think Hill has any dramatic change in numbers from last year to this?
No, it could be exactly the same.
Yeah, agree. They still got Hood. Burks will be coming off the bench. They still have Exum to push for some minutes.
So. Yeah, you know, he wasn't that good when he was in, and he's coming off the major thing. I just don't think they're counting on him to really give them
no.
much.
No, I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying I don't think we should close the book on Exum or anything.
No. And, addition by subtraction. This is it right here. They got rid of Trey Burke.
Yeah, that's a good point. To the Wizards, who were slamming that move too. Wizards fans were not too happy with this offseason they had. But yeah, Trey Burke was dead weight on this team. Still going to be – where do you think Gobert's going to go in drafts?
Lower than he should. But, I mean, we'll definitely have him in the top 50, of course. Somewhere in the low 40s, high 30s. The third to fourth round swap, that's probably where I'm thinking.
Gobert or Pau Gasol?
Pau Gasol, you know I don't draft guys that old.
You're such an ageist.
I am.
And that's...
That's not going to change. No, Pau Gasol is going to play less minutes, and he's going to get all kinds of days off thanks to Popovich. So, no, I won't be drafting Pau Gasol.
Right. It's funny that you're the ageist, given that I'm the baby of the podcast.
Yeah, but, you know, I can't predict you millennials.
I am. Speaking of millennials, do you see my picture? Let's wrap with that. Did you see my ankle?
Oh, there we go. Oh, that got a little bit dark.
Yeah, man, that's a pretty bad cankle, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty bad. Yeah, that's not even like doctor worthy for you.
No, I didn't go. I just kept it wrapped, and I knew it wasn't broken. And I played softball on it this weekend. Played it a good, 70%.
Yeah, there was no beating out a bunt single, I bet.
No. So I played a few sports, but I did play basketball for like a minute or two at about 50%.
And you realize this ain't happening.
Yeah. But we're staying off the ankle. Give me a good 1 to 2 week timetable, and I'm just happy I'm not on the Pelicans. Woo!
Well, or maybe you are in the Pelicans, given the amount of medical attention you've received.
Oh, I am very injury prone.
Oh, no. Is there anybody that you think gains that label that we wouldn't have that label before? That's something I think about every year.
Someone that's become injury prone. Bledsoe was scary going into last year and got hurt again.
Yeah, now we're looking at both knees.
Yeah. So there's one. Brow, again, same thing, was scary and now is scarier.
Yeah, it's only getting worse.
Those are the ones that can't come to mind first. What about you?
You had those Oladipo concussions. I was worried about that.
Yeah.
Well, you had two concussions in 1 year. That's scary.
If anyone's going to take head trauma on the Thunder, it's going to be Russell Westbrook because he can dent his face and be okay.
Anytime someone comes running at Oladipo, he's gonna grab Westbrook and throw him in front of him.
It'll be like a human shield, like in the movies, jumping from the bullet that's getting shot at the guy, there's Westbrook to take the hit.
Oladipo's got the Captain America on. This is gonna work. I feel a PowerPoint presentation coming on.
We'll work on that. We've got so much more to talk about this season. We'll break down each team more and more in depth as we go through the offseason. We'll talk some Orlando Summer League. We'll have posts up breaking down the offseason. And Slim, starting in a few weeks, we got to start rankings, man.
Yeah. I've looked at a couple of numbers. I'm going to be doing my projections.
All right, so we'll be aiming to start getting rankings out in a few weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a fun season, man. I look forward to it, Slim. Take it easy.
Yes, sir. Till next time.